Firing Line, 25th of April, 1915. Dear Mother, we have been having a bit of a rough time out here, and we are now a fortnight in the trenches tonight, and although the weather is pretty fair during the day, it is very cold at night. And as you know, I didn't like rum at home, but since I started in the trenches, I never refuse my tot, as we call it out here, when it comes round in the morning. It's a grand thing for warming you up on a cold morning. We were to be relieved last night, but there was something went wrong somehow and it was cancelled. So I don't know when we will be out for a rest now, but I hope it will be soon, as I'm getting pretty sore lying in cramped up dugouts. I am glad you sent the scapulars, and we go out for a rest again, I will go to the church and get them blessed. I may tell you that the churches out here are very beautiful, and there is shrines almost at every road, and crucifixes at all the crossroads. And as Rachel says, I have seen a good many things since I came out here that has made me think a good deal different. I have been in places where the shells have been knocking houses to atoms and throwing up earth all around, and saw graveyards with hardly a stone left standing. But yet, amidst it all, the crucifix stands without a scratch on it. I have been in churches where the same thing has happened, all the walls knocked down by the shells, but still the crucifix stands unharmed. When we were coming up to the trenches this last time, I was 3 nights in one of the churches and had to sleep inside the altar rails. Oh yes, Rachel, I have seen enough since I came out here to make any man think differently. You will even get men that doesn't belong to the Catholic Church with rosaries and crosses and medals carrying about with them. But I'll have to stop now writing about all that I have seen, for I could fill a book if I started on that sort of thing. So I am glad to hear you're all in the best of health, and I'm also glad to know that you're all praying for me, as I will need them all. As to sending anything to me, the only thing I need is writing paper and envelopes, and I should like very much if you could send out a cake of some kind, or a biscuit, because we never see anything like that out here. So I will have to close now, but still remains your loving son, John. If anything happens to me, Mother dear, you shall have all I leave behind, but I hope to come back safe.